For a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
What would you do with $710 million? We will talk about that. Also, we will talk Cyclone football. Paul Clark of CycloneReport.com will be joining us. And your fantasy football questions answered with Chris Liss. All that coming up on the Gym Class. Welcome in to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM. From our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann taking the day off today. Nowhere near Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It will be Jeff Downing joining us a little bit later on, and he will be our producer for the back half when we have Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us and taking your questions as far as fantasy football. I would imagine they are stacking up as we speak, as the world of fantasy football is getting front and center with all kinds of drafts coming up, mock drafts going on, whatever the case may be. So we will talk about that coming up on the program today as well. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a terrific day here in eastern Iowa, and hope you're having a good one and getting ever so close to the start for most high school football teams.
Yeah, high school football. And we've got a pair of games coming up this Friday night. Of course, high school football on the Gym is presented by First Federal Credit Union. And we've got Prairie and Washington Friday night. 7 o'clock, thereabouts, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. It'll be Iowa City, Regina taking on Cedar Rapids, Xavier. So, again, looking forward to bringing you those games. We're getting the checklist taken care of, Alex and I, of what we need to get taken care of. And also the production department here, production department, I should say. And they are helping out, engineering helping out as well. So we got a lot of people with their eye on the prize, eye on the ball, giving 110%, Mark, to get us ready to bring you football coming up on Friday night.
If you're wondering about our tailgate tour of various quarter high schools, that will kick off next Thursday. Scott and I will be at Cedar Rapids Jefferson High School. That'll be from 3 to 4. Actually, the first 3 weeks of the tour will be on a Thursday, as we'll be stopping at the public schools. Of course, Fridays, early dismissal there, so we will be at the three public schools the first 3 weeks, starting with Jefferson next Thursday.
That is true. There is a tailgate tour this Friday. It is down in Regina.
Mm-hmm.
The South version will be coming up at that time, so that will be David Schulte and Gary Fickle down there. So looking forward to that. That'll be at 3 o'clock coming up on Friday. And that'll be on 106.3 FM while we're going on 1600 and 107.5 FM.
Check out the KGYMradio.com website for the schedule there. It's also where you can find our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What is the first thing you would do if you won tonight's Powerball drawing, Scott? Would you quit your job, go on vacation, buy a bigger house, share with family and friends, donate to charity, or call a financial advisor? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I would do a lot of those things. I would do a lot of those things. Let me see.
Would you quit your job now that you put all that... effort into establishing a football schedule this year?
Mark, would I leave you?
I would hope not. I would not leave you.
Okay. So we've established that. Now, maybe...
Do we have any prenups?
No, but...
What about sharing with your co-host?
Tell you what, I would do a couple things. Here's what I would do. Would I quit my job? No. would I maybe talk to Julie about retooling things a little bit? Sure. But I'd be here. I'd be here at 3, and I'd be here doing, you know, football and basketball, whatever the case may be. Vacation? Sure, I'd take a good vacation.
It's the first thing you would do, though.
I don't think I'd buy a bigger house.
No.
I don't think I don't need a bigger house.
No.
House probably too big now.
Hey, you're empty nest, yeah. Aren't you?
And sure, I'd share with folks, donate a little to charity, and you know, get somebody to take a look at my finances. What I would do, and what would you do with that money? 319-366-1600. I know a lot of people have been buying the tickets, so what would you do with it? I've always had a dream to build my own championship golf course.
Wow.
Now, you got to find the right land or whatever the case may be. So,
with that kind of money, you can shove anybody out.
And so maybe that's what I would do. Maybe buy my own race team. get in and rub elbows with the Penske's and the Ganassi's of the world. The Andretti's, maybe do that a little bit. I think that'd be fun. But
don't you have to call a financial advisor first?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Got that checked off, taken care of. So
I want to share with family and friends.
There you go. There you go. There's maybe plenty to go around.
If you're interested, 319-366-1600.
I got to win the thing first.
7854. By the way, the text line, 319-366-1600, brought to you by Jerry Ask Investment Services. Why not talk to Jerry when you win it?
There you go.
Huh?
There you go. I was thinking that. Oh, I thought you had somebody on the text
line. I got a couple. 37854, I would faint first.
Okay, you're revived. Now what do you do?
93-14, that's Kyle. I'd invest in a minor league baseball team.
There you go. See, everybody's got their little thing in the back of their minds, what they want to do. And it's just your personal opinion. There's no right or wrong answer to this. It's just a matter of what you want to do.
48-15, you're in for a cut. Mark, you can share with me.
There you go. There you go. Give each of our listeners... No. Yeah, watch those numbers go up now, ladies and gentlemen. Watch them just fly here at 11 past 3. And, yeah, but okay, what would you do?
Well, they say the odds are just astronomical, right?
Astronomical. I'm not going to win. You're not going to win. And... you know, probably none of us here in around Iowa are going to win, but you got to, hey, you never say never, right? That's what they tell me anyway.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me. So that'll be coming up later on. What are you going to do? Go ahead and answer our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's.
Marcus and Marion is going to travel with Iowa football and basketball. Just go around wherever they are.
Good idea. Yeah, you could probably do okay. Now, you're not getting the lump sum. You're not getting $710 million or whatever it is exactly. Now, would you take it all at once or would you take the installment plan?
Taking it all at once.
How much is it going to be all at once?
I suppose $300-400 million, isn't it?
You can live on $300-400 million.
You think?
I think I could. I think I could be rather comfortable.
Our friend Ryan from Walford is going to take a worldwide golf tour and pay whatever it takes to play Augusta National.
We talked about that. Rick Swan and I from Rob FM, moonlighting on Z102.9 this week. We talked about that today. Yeah, we'd both get into, hey, we'd join Augusta. You don't join Augusta. Augusta asks you to join. That's the kicker right there. You just can't go up to the door at Augusta and say, "Hello, I would like an application form, please."
They got a new leader, by the way, Billy Payne stepping down.
Just when you ask for it, Darren Revelle helps out. The lump sum payout. That's hard to say. For a single winner for tonight is $443.3 million. And only one pro athlete has earned more than that in salary. You can guess who that is, Mark. Mr. Alex Rodriguez. has earned more than that. So there you go. Some lottery fun as we get into the show here today at 13 past the hour of 3. Paul Clark of CycloneReport.com. We'll talk about the Cyclones. We'll ask him what he would do with all that lottery money as well. Maybe Chris Liss as well from RotoWire.com. We will talk with him coming up in the back half of the hour today. So stay tuned for that. Hey, in all seriousness, though, really neat story today. Kirk Ferentz, the University of Iowa. Kirk did not announce this, but the University of Iowa did. Steve Rowe and everybody down there. Mary and Kirk Ferentz have donated $1 million to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital today. And it's a, if you read, take time to read the story that is out there on social media right now. It's out of the, out there on Facebook. It's out there on Twitter. The background of the story and why they did it. And it's not the first time Kirk and Mary and the Ferentz family have donated to a worthwhile cause charity at the University of Iowa. But this one hit a little bit closer to home as far as the Ferentzes are concerned. So really neat deal that they did today.
It is the Savvy Ferentz Program in Neonatal Research. Kirk and Mary made the gift in memory of their granddaughter, Savvy Elizabeth, who was born in 2014 at 21 weeks and 5 days. And I know a few people around town that can relate to this. Certainly our buddy Todd Bromekamp and his wife can relate to that. Tommy just reaching his first birthday after being born premature. And this is, I mean, yeah, people say, well, he's got the money, he can do it. He didn't have to do it. But they've been very committed to the University of Iowa Children's Hospital and other programs at the hospital. So that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is. And kudos to the Ferentzes for doing that. And of course, the University of Iowa Children's Hospital overlooks Kinnick Stadium too. And they did that on purpose, obviously, so that the kids can watch Hawkeye football when they're up at the top.
I don't see as part of this the water tower being painted, but was
nothing about the water tower.
No.
And all, would you paint the water tower?
Let's not go down that road. That's a serious topic.
Yeah, I know.
And it's very, very, very cool of the Ferentzes.
Yeah, it was. So that was a neat thing to have done by them out there today. And doesn't matter which coach it was. If you do that, and it's, you know, any coach around the country, that's a pretty cool thing out there. So hats off to the Ferentzes for getting that done. 16 past the hour at 3 o'clock, and don't forget, we got a Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to be awarding to one of our great listeners again today. And it includes a 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper, your choice, and some KGYM prizes, some Dr. Pepper prizes, and we'll have that coming up a little bit later on the program here today. So that's going to be a lot of fun to give that away coming up again today here on the program. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and when we do, we're going to catch up with our friend Paul Clark from over in Central Iowa. We'll talk about the Iowa State Cyclones as they get ready to open the season against the UNI Panthers coming up a week from Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium. All that and more coming up Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Get ready for a night of real country. One night loaded with favorites from Alan Jackson. Saturday, September 9th at U.S. Cellular Center. The Honky Tonk Highway Tour. From the 2017 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, Alan Jackson. And special guest, Leanne Womack. Reserve seats on sale now at the U.S. Cellular box office or online at uscellular.com. Alan Jackson, the Honky Tonk Highway Tour.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, the Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes. And from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. Amana Colonies Golf Club is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
And we welcome you back at 18 past the hour of 3 o'clock, your local programming block getting underway here on KGYM. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Follow us, and that will be coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Then we've got baseball on all three of our frequencies tonight. We will have the White Sox and the Twins coming up tonight for you on 107.5 FM beginning at 7 o'clock, while 1600 ESPN and 106.3 FM, the South Gym, they will bring you Wednesday night baseball from ESPN, a good one between the Washington Nationals and the Houston Astros. So some good baseball coming your way tonight. Well, except for the White Sox. I'm sorry. And being a White Sox fan, that hurts me to say so. Giolito was okay last night. He couldn't match Kyle Gibson, though, as you know, Mark. And you're welcome.
It was a 41 ball game. The Twins hit three home runs, and Giolito was around the plate, only gave up six hits. I was pretty impressed with him. And, I mean, others that have debuted have done a whole lot worse.
Absolutely.
Speaking of baseball, the Iowa baseball team dropped an 11-5 decision today to Japan in the final pool play game. Iowa, representing Team USA, moves into the medal round. Will play the Czech Republic, the number one seed out of the other pool. That coming up Friday morning.
Yeah, Friday morning, very early out there. 20 past the hour at 3 o'clock, getting closer and closer to the kickoff of college football. And with that in mind, we bring in our next guest. And you can follow him on Twitter. At Cyclone Report is Paul Clark from the Cyclone Report, the aforementioned publication out there. And Paul, how you doing today?
Good. I tell you, the kids love me on the Twitter.
Hey, they love all of us on the Twitter. Before we get into Cyclone football, I'm sure you played the lottery. Maybe you didn't, but what are you going to do if you hit the $710 million tonight?
You know, I don't think it's worth my time until it gets to like a billion. So I actually, during this latest run to a big jackpot, I have not bought a ticket. I probably should do that. What would I do?
Yes.
I would pay off all my bills and then hide.
I like that.
Like Howard Hughes hide?
if I thought I could hide that well, yes. That would be what I would be going for, I think. Yep. I'm not sure.
Well, it's, about 10, 11 days away from the start of the college football season. Iowa State taking on UNI. Year two for Matt Campbell. Big things expected, I think. I put big in quotation marks, I think, as far as the Cyclones are concerned. But I know there are people nationally that are saying Iowa State could be a bowl team this year. I guess your thoughts as we get closer and closer to kickoff.
Yeah, I think could be a bowl team is a fair expectation. And you know, you talk about big things being expected, and then you sort of put it in context in terms of Iowa State and where the program has been and where it hopes to go. And certainly a bowl season would qualify, I think, as big things in Matt Campbell's second year. The reality in today's college football, we're never going to see another Dan McCarney get six years to get it turned around. We're not going to see coaches get 5 years or probably even 4 years. So the results are expected a lot sooner. And really, in year two, I think it's critical for Iowa State and for Matt Campbell and staff to show some market improvement. And that has to be in the win-loss column. Not saying they necessarily have to go 6-6, but boy, they better be 5-7 with a couple games that slip away, or else you start to lose traction, and especially crew out on the recruiting trail.
Well, I think for one, this offense could be very dynamic with Jacob Park. Two or three quality running backs, a strong receiver core. Kind of depends on how the offensive line comes together. But can you put in perspective the excitement over this offensive group?
Well, Mark, I think you summarized it perfectly. I mean, I think when you look at the skill positions, quote-unquote, Iowa State's pretty stacked. Now, I think Jacob Park, you know, we're still kind of going, it's still a little bit of a leap of faith. We're saying, you know, if Jacob Park can take what he did during the last half of last season and sweeten that with another year of experience, another year of maturity, another year in the system, he can be pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him be great yet. We saw him be good last year, but certainly the possibility is there. If Jacob Park is able to do what we think he can do, we have a pretty good idea what all those receivers can do, led by Alan Lazard, guys like Trevor Ryan, Hakeem Butler. Marchie Murdoch is a guy that only caught a couple passes last year, and boy, the coach has just raved about the progress he's made. He'll be one of the main receivers this year. We know what David Montgomery can do carrying the football. We know what Mike Warren can do carrying the football. So it all comes down to that offensive line, and it's a line that's going to have at least three new starters. It's going to have Jake Campos back after a year off, and it's going to have Julian Good-Jones, a returning starter at tackle, moved over to center. So there's still a lot of question marks about that offensive line, and boy, if Tom Manning can cobble together a functional unit up front, it's kind of a sky's the limit type deal.
Jacob Park has, it's his job. There's no Joel Lanning on the offensive side of the ball, at least for, except for play or two, and we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But what about Jacob Park going into this season for Iowa State? I got a feeling he's going to be a much more relaxed quarterback back there.
I think so. I mean, he's a guy that arrived late last year, right as camp was starting, and then he got the mumps. So he was in the sick bed for a long time. He was way behind the curve, and don't forget he hadn't played competitive football at all for a year before that. And so when you kind of take a look at some of those those extreme factors that he had to deal with, now you give him a regular off season. You give him a chance to really immerse himself in the language and the playbook for Iowa State. He's a big kid. I don't think he looks as big on the field as he is in real life. I mean, he's all of 6'3" and a half. They list him at 6'4". I'm going to say he's about 6'3" and a half. You know, 200. He's a big guy. Great arm strength. He can use his feet enough to A, get out of trouble, and B, do some damage when he's actually supposed to be running the football. I think that he signed with Georgia for a reason. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the South in his high school senior class. It's a unique road that's brought him to Iowa State, but he has a chance to really be something special for the Cyclones.
Interested in your defensive report card, Paul. I think there's a lot of experience in the secondary and sprinkled across the defense, but what are some of your concerns there?
Yeah, I think secondary looks like it's going to be the strength of that defense. You talked about all the experience. I mean, there's five guys that can call themselves legitimately returning starters for Iowa State, and then you've got another guy that transferred from Georgia, a guy named Reggie Wilkerson, a grad transfer, comes to Iowa State from Georgia, and right now, anyway, he's projected to be a starting safety. So there's a guy on top of the five guys with some returning starting experience. So tons of talent and tons of experience in the secondary. Much like the offense, the defensive line is a question. You know, you've got some guys with experience. You've got J.D. Wagner. You've got Vernell Trent. You've got Jaquan Bailey. And then you've got a couple newcomers. You've got Ray Lima, junior college guy. You've got Matt Leo. You've got Camilo Tongamoa, if he ever arrives. So there's three junior college guys that they feel pretty good about. Defensive line, a lot of the pieces, a lot of depth is in place. How good can they come together? And then really, I think the biggest question mark on defense is the linebacking core. You mentioned Joel Lanning earlier. Great story. And I think Joel Lanning will be a good middle linebacker for Iowa State, but the fact that there was even an opening for him to make this move and do what he's done shows that Iowa State's still pretty thin at linebacker.
You say that, then at linebacker, which leads to my next question. That is depth for this Iowa State team. And that's one of the things Matt Campbell's talked about that he's got to build up. And I find it interesting, just taking a look at the depth chart, there are several spots where last year's starter was beaten out, at least as of right now, as the time this this camp depth chart came out. So I don't think that's bad news for this Iowa State football team. I mean, it just shows that there are more bodies that Matt Campbell can put out there and play football.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any question from talking to the coaches that they feel like their depth is better, but naturally it would be in year two over year one. I also think there's no doubt from talking to them that it's not where they need it to be. So this will be another season. You know, anybody that's followed Iowa State for any length of time knows the margin for error is pretty thin, and the margin for injury is pretty thin. And the, you know, we've seen a number of Iowa State teams through the years and through the decades be pretty good in September and into October, but then the toll starts to add up, and the drop-off from the ones to the twos was a little bit too significant, and Iowa State would fade down the stretch. So you hope, you know, you knock on wood, you cross your fingers, you rub your good luck charm, whatever, and hope for a very healthy season. It's certainly not a team that can afford a high quantity of injuries, and it's certainly not a team that can afford an injury at a couple of key spots.
In order to get to that 500 mark or better, you would think this team, like a lot of others, would have to have a successful non-conference season, and that would probably mean 2-1 at a minimum, because then you have 12 days off before you host Texas and then go to Oklahoma.
Yeah, 2-1 at a bare minimum in the non-conference, because then you're still looking at you have to go 4-5 in the Big 12. And this isn't the odd numbered years aren't the best years for Iowa State, I guess, in my opinion, in terms of the home and away part of the Big 12. I mean, they only have 4 home games in the conference. And who they play where, I think, is better in the even-numbered years than it is in the odd-numbered years on the current rotation. But, you know, if they can go 2-1 in the non-conference, are there 4 wins possible in the Big 12? Sure. Those possible wins are out there. But if Iowa State goes 1-2, let's say, in the non-conference, or heaven forbid 0-3, you know, forget about it. I think 1-2, you can forget about it. They have to get at least 2 of those 3 games.
Paul Clark joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class from Cyclone Report here on KGYM. A couple guys I wanted to talk with you about. Number one is Chase Allen. And if you're an Iowa State fan, you know what happened with Chase as far as his freshman season. Now a redshirt freshman. Right in there as far as the tight end discussion is concerned. And the other is the new kicker taking over for Iowa State, either Owens or Francis. I guess talk about those two guys.
Well, I think at kicker we're going to see similar to last year where Cole Netton did field goals and Chris Francis did kickoffs. I think we're going to see the duty split again that way with Garrett Owens stepping in and being the place kicker, the field goal and PAT guy, and then Chris Francis using his big leg as the kickoff guy. We really saw Francis's performance improve last year as the season went on in terms of just burying the ball in the end zone for a touchback. And that's the very best kickoff coverage there is to just bury it in the end zone and eliminate the possibility of the other team even having a chance to return the football. So I would expect to see Francis handle that duty again. You know, Garrett Owens, transfer from Oregon State, kind of got, you know how kickers are, they kind of get in their bad mindset and they can't pull out of it. He kind of got into that a little bit at Oregon State, decided he wanted a fresh start. Somebody else, I think, was projected as the number one kicker, and he said, you know what, I'm going to graduate and find another opportunity. Everything I've heard, we've heard from the coaches at Iowa State is that he's charted very well in his time with the Cyclones. So, you know, Cole Netton was one of the best Iowa State's had. Garrett Owens was a tough act to follow, but I think Iowa State feels like he's going to be a pretty good place kicker.
Paul, quickly update the folks on 2018 recruiting.
You know, Iowa State's class is a little bit behind where they would like to be, I think, numbers-wise, but it's not necessarily a race either. There's no award for getting the guys the quickest. It's a matter of getting the right guys and of course, still having them in the fold when you get to signing day. So it's mostly been high school guys so far, which is certainly a healthy situation. I mean, some of the best guys, a lot of people know about the quarterback, Rial Mitchell from Bellflower, California. He's going to play on ESPNU this coming Friday night, by the way, if any Cyclone fans want to watch him. He's got a high school game that's going to be televised. Javion Morton, a defensive back out of Detroit, is another one of the top recruits that Iowa State has committed right now. And another defensive back in that top group of guys is a guy named Christian Young. He's out of Richmond, Texas. So those three guys right now stand out as the best of the class. Iowa State has 12 commitments right now, so they're roughly halfway home in terms of putting a recruiting class together.
All right, Paul. On August 23rd, feet to the fire. What do you think the final prediction for win total is going to be this year for Iowa State? Not again, knowing that it is August the 23rd and a lot of things can happen even before the kickoff on September 2nd.
Well, I appreciate you smoothing off the sharp edges right away there when I'm making a pick here. I think 6-6. I think the six wins are out there for Iowa State. They need to win the close ones. The swing games can't get away from them. Instead of going 1-4 in the close games like they did last year, they need to go, let's say, 3-2 in the close games this year, and that ought to get them to 6-6.
6-6, and then I got to think that a lot of people are going to be starting to take notice around the country of what Matt Campbell has done in Ames.
Well, yeah, then you start talking about Ohio State and everybody coming calling, you know, when Urban Meyer decides to hang it up or whatever. But that's a problem for another day. I'm sure that, you know, obviously Iowa State would be happy to see Matt Campbell have some great success at Iowa State, and then whatever happens after that happens. But you know, it's a critical year. There's just not much time anymore in today's world to build something. You really have to show something even by year two.
Yep, and we'll look forward to that and the games here in 1600 AM. Paul, always a pleasure to talk with you and keep up the great work at Cyclone Report, and we will talk and chat soon.
I appreciate it. Come on anytime. Thank you so much.
You bet. Paul Clark joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:35. So he's going to go with six as well as you, Mark. You're in the camp of six wins.
Yeah, around there. I haven't finalized my season prediction yet, but I know I need to do that before next week as we're coming up on pick six. Coach's Corner, pick six next week.
Carl Nernies, pick six. That'll be next week, so looking forward to that. That will be back. Chance for somebody out there to pick up a $40 gift card to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. That is back. We were better last year. We won.
We did.
We won. The visual evidence is not on the wall anymore, but we did win.
Preparing the studio for a paint job. Maybe we'll get a new whiteboard this year.
An alleged paint job.
Is the trophy on your desk?
Yes.
Okay.
It is there.
You want to make sure it was in our possession.
Visit it at any time.
Right next to the Schmedium jacket that we have from the Pen Pals.
We should build a trophy case.
God, that thing's right around the corner, isn't it? Bowling season.
Got to get that schedule out, man. Mike Bruner, if you're listening, give Mark a call because he needs to find out your availability for Bowling Night in America. What is it? It's a Wednesday, so we're, what, three weeks?
First Wednesday after Labor Day.
Two weeks. That's scary and frightening.
And time to air out the locker out there.
I think it might be. Holy cow. We got to get OTAs organized, things like that. All right, 3:37. We'll take a break and come back. And as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up a Dr. Pepper prize pack. And thanks to Steve, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper for helping us out. They're very, very popular here on the program. 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or a 24-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, plus some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag, including a KGYM pint glass to enjoy your ice-cold Dr. Pepper. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We're going to call with caller number six. Jeff's here. He'll get your information, and we'll find out who our winner is. And then we'll talk to Chrysalis of rotowire.com. We'll do that when we come back on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM.
Summer involves a lot of driving. To camp, to work, to the pool, back home to get what they forgot, then back to the pool again. Wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? With Hum by Verizon, you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, have peace of mind with emergency assistance, and get expert advice from certified mechanics. Hum is the smarter, more connected way to get where you're going. Right now, buy HumX and get a $50 Visa prepaid card. Learn more at hum.com. Offer valid 6/1 through 9/4. Device payment plan or 2-year agreement required. See vzw.com for details.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a french fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Joe and Marengo, congratulations. He picks up our Dr. Pepper prize pack, and that includes a 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper. Joe's pick, and some KGYM swag, some Dr. Pepper swag as well. We're going to talk to Chrysalis of rotowire.com. That'll be coming up here in just a couple of moments. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go for Chris. If you have a fantasy baseball question, he will field that as well. But we're talking fantasy football right now. We're getting closer and closer to everybody's drafts coming up. So get your questions ready to go. Before we get to another break here and then get Chris on, go ahead, Mark, refresh the poll question at KGYMradio.com.
I will indeed. The question goes like this. Excuse me. What is the first thing you would do if you won tonight's Powerball drawing? Would you share it with family and friends? Take a vacation? Call a financial advisor? Quit your job? Donate to charity? Or buy a bigger house?
Or go into hiding, like Paul Clark said.
I think Paul had a pretty brilliant idea. Pay off his bills and then go into hiding.
There you go. Go ahead and go to KGYMradio.com and vote. Tony Romo and his wife had their third child today, a son. Named it Jones.
Jones Romo.
Jones Romo. The internet is wondering if they named it after Jerry Jones.
I think there's probably a pretty good chance of that, isn't it?
It's just a little bit too much of a coincidence, isn't it? A little bit too much.
As far as the poll question goes, it's split evenly right now between quit my job and call a financial advisor. Go ahead and vote.
Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. All right, another quick break. Come back. Chrysalis of rotowire.com to answer your fantasy football questions when we return.
If he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. Here at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're kicking off football season in a huge way. Here's how. You come to Siebke Hoyt Jewelers for our big kickoff sale on Friday, August 25th through Sunday, August 27th. And you save up to 25% on that engagement ring, anniversary band, or that big pair of diamond studs you've always wanted. Plus, there'll be tailgating food and chances to win game tickets. Then, you go home a very happy person. Then you turn on the TV and watch the Iowa versus Wyoming game. And if the home team returns the opening or halftime kickoff for a touchdown, your jewelry is free. Yeah, if he takes it all the way, you don't have to pay. So, you could save up to 25% on your purchase, and there's a chance you may get it free. It's the 6th annual kickoff sale at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, Friday, August 25th through Sunday, the 27th. We're Siebke Hoyt, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and loves football.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
In case you haven't been to a Twins game lately, here's what you missed. Jose, can you see the players take the field? Twins get a hit and a run and another. And whoa, doggy, another five in the fifth. Oh, cute, it's the kiss cam. A jumbo screen proposal in the crowd goes, aw. Bullseye wins the mascot race. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back to the action. It's Buxton on one. Dozier with a single. Can he do it? Will he make it? Holy smokes. Buxton scores from first. That's 30.6 feet per second for all you stat geeks. Twins get the win and cue the standing ovation because boom goes the dynamite. Stop missing out. Change up your summer with tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back with you on the gym class here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes. Jeff Downing, our producer here today at 345. Your questions for Chrysalis of RotoWire.com ready to go at 319-366-1600. By the way, I was looking at the wrong name. It was Mike in Walford, our winner. That's two Walford, Walfordians? Walfordians? What is the proper terminology?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Ryan in Walford, who is one of our frequent texters.
Yes. Is it Walfordians? I'm not sure what it is, but folks of Walford, thank you for listening to the program. Chris Liss, RotoWire.com, joining us right now. If you have a question for Chris, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, or just go ahead and pick up the phone and give us a call at 319-366-1600. Chris, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
Good. How was Palm Springs?
Palm Springs was nice. We were only there for a day. It was hot. It was about 107, but it could have been worse. And now I'm in New York today. I'm sitting on the corner in Chinatown, while my daughter and her cousins are doing some pottery painting stuff. So I got a few minutes to talk to you guys.
Doing some daddy stuff then, huh?
Exactly. Got to get the cousins together now and then.
What was that what went on with Odell Beckham the other night, Chris?
So this is what we know for factually, is that he sprained his ankle. They're not sure how serious the sprain is. He's in some pain yesterday when they examined it. X-rays were negative. It's always negative when they sprain the ankle. And he jogged off the field the day of, which is a good sign. It means it's not probably a horribly bad injury. And there's some question as to whether he'll be available for week one. Now, there's a really kind of ridiculous report on ESPN from unnamed sources saying it's possible he'll miss week one and two. And I looked at that and I was like, not only are you not saying who it's coming from, is it coming from the trainer or coach? You don't say. But they're not even saying he's going to miss week one. They're just saying it's possible. Well, of course it's possible. And they're not even saying how likely it is. So I would, if I had to bet right now, I'd say he's probably playing week one, but there is some risk.
Well, especially since it's such an important game, a conference game, a division game on the road in Dallas.
Of course, yes. And, you know, the Cowboys will be without Zeke Elliott, presumably, unless the appeal delays things. And the Giants would like to get them, catch them, you know, down a man and come away with the win. So, yeah, I mean, if he can play, he'll play. But it just depends how he responds to the treatment in the next couple of weeks. But it's not a serious injury. One way or the other, he'll be back within the first couple of weeks. And I would even bet that he's back week one.
Trevor Siemian in at Denver. Any other quarterback battles you're looking at, Chris?
Yeah, DeShone Kizer apparently is named the starter in Cleveland. And he's interesting because he runs. You know, and anytime a quarterback can get you 400 yards and a couple of rushing touchdowns on the ground, that's big because you don't have to do a whole lot passing. Now, you know, in your standard 12-team league with one QB, you don't have to worry about the Browns QB or, you know, or Siemian. But in your, you know, QB flex leagues, those guys are really important, that second QB. And it looks like Kizer and Siemian are both in. Siemian seems kind of like Alex Smith. Just sort of a, you know, guy doesn't make a lot of mistakes, doesn't take a lot of chances. Hopefully he has more upside than Smith, but he's not really, you know, a deep thrower or a guy who's going to make a lot of big plays.
Staying in the quarterback vein, do you expect Jake Cutler to be any better in Miami than he was in Chicago?
I think he'll be the good Jay Cutler, which, you know, when he was on, he was on. You know, he made a lot of mistakes. He was kind of a very poor man's Brett Favre. He'd throw into traffic, and he had a big arm, and sometimes it would work, often it would not. Adam Gase is a really sharp offensive mind. He's the architect behind Peyton Manning's 55-touchdown season. He actually got a lot out of Cutler in 2015. And Miami has some good weapons. I think it's a good fit, and Cutler's kind of a sleeper of mine.
319-366-1600. If you have a question out there for Chris, love to hear from you at 349 here. Mark?
Chris, Ryan Walford says it's Walfordites, okay?
Walfordites? Okay, okay. Very good.
He has a question for you, Chris. In a two-quarterback, 12-team league, how soon are you taking a quarterback?
Round one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a two-quarterback league, right? So 24 are going to be starting. There's bye weeks. There's injuries. I mean, you want three quarterbacks on your roster, and if you're picking first, the pick is Brady or Rodgers. If you're picking second, the pick is Brady or Rodgers. If you're picking third, I could see a case for Breeze. I could see a case for Newton in the top five. You know, top seven. If you're picking at the turn, I could see going like Mariota and Cousins or something. I mean, you want to load up on quarterbacks. Yes, you still need running backs and receivers, but the quarterbacks score the most raw points in most systems. And if you need two of them, they become as scarce as the running backs and receivers. So imagine, think of it this way. If quarterback becomes as scarce as running back, okay, then basically you got to treat quarterbacks like running backs. And we'll just do a thought experiment. Let's take Kirk Cousins in your one QB league, miraculously qualified at running back. Let's just say he qualified, and no other quarterback did. Where would he rank among running backs? That's the question.
What about Matt Ryan?
Where would you guys rank a quarterback like Kirk Cousins if he qualified at running back? What number running back would he be?
Would be down the line.
Like one, you know, or two. I mean, you'd have this guy scoring 20 points every game.
Yeah,
right?
He would.
So
yeah.
In a two QB league, it's as if he's a running back because that's how scarce it is. So that's why you got to treat quarterbacks, you know, like the best running backs in the league. So I think in the first round there should be like eight quarterbacks taken, and maybe David Johnson, and you know, and Lev Bell and Antonio Brown. I mean, that's how the first round should go.
Speaking of running backs here, how soon do you take a Christian McCaffrey and a Leonard Fournette? They seem to be two of the guys, along with Dalvin Cook. I think we talked with him about him last week with the Vikings.
So it's really format dependent, right? If you're in a full PPR, then McCaffrey is really, you know, early third round pick in my opinion, because he's going to catch 50, 60 balls, and then he's also going to get 120 plus carries. And in PPR, that's gold, right? A lot of the pass catchers like Theo Riddick, they only carry the ball 50, 60 times. They could never have the upside of a McCaffrey. In a non-PPR, though, it's hard to make the case with a guy who's going to give up a lot of touchdowns to Stewart and Newton, and the catches aren't giving you extra points. So, you know, I'd say more fifth round in a non-PPR. So he's really dependent on that. Fournette is more like second round, late second, early third in a non-PPR, and then in full PPR, he drops to the third. I actually have McCaffrey ahead of Fournette in a full PPR. I have Fournette way ahead of McCaffrey in a non-PPR.
I love Derek Carr on my team last year, Chris. Wonder where he ranks in your pecking order among quarterbacks this year, getting a Marshawn Lynch in the backfield.
I'm the wrong guy to ask if you love Derek Carr. I have him like 18th. I think he's one of the most overrated players in the draft.
Really?
He threw a lot of touchdowns last year, but he only averaged 7 yards per passing attempt, meaning, you know, he really is a volume guy. He's not very efficient. They didn't add any weapons to him last year in the offseason. They just got Marshawn Lynch. He's going to run it more from in close. They got Cordarrelle Patterson, who's a kick returner. They didn't add anything that's going to help him. And then on top of that, he doesn't run. You know, he doesn't get you anything on the ground. So I've got guys like Andy Dalton ahead of him, Philip Rivers ahead of him. So there's a lot of people high on Derek Carr. I'm probably the lowest person in the industry on Derek Carr.
Okay.
Interesting. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to have a question for Chrysalis of rotowire.com here, that is the text line. You can also reach us on the phone lines at 319-366-1600. Hearing good things about Adrian Peterson. What are you hearing about AP?
I heard that he looks good in practice. I don't think he's going to play in the preseason games. Mark Ingram is really good. I mean, he's been one of the top, I'd say, 10 running backs in the league the last 2 years, skill-wise. For some reason, Sean Payton doesn't like him and puts him in the doghouse for no reason. So Peterson has an opening. It's obviously a much better offense that he's playing in than he's used to. But then you also have Alvin Kamara, who's really good on third down. So, if Peterson has one more year of being himself, then, it doesn't really matter who else is there. He could break down that door. But as I see it now, he's going to be a situational early down back. He doesn't catch a lot of passes, and I'm not especially high on that skill set.
Any players emerge in the first 2 weeks of the preseason for you, Chris?
I mean, the big name that really emerged is Kenny Golladay. I mean, he's kind of an obscure third rounder that wasn't assured of any kind of role, and it looks like he's going to have a role. And, Marvin Jones disappeared, and Eric Ebron's still hurt, so Golladay could be that red zone guy that catches 7-8 touchdowns. So that's one guy. You want to look at health. You want to look at people who are questionable that look healthy. Jamaal Charles is going to be interesting. He's going to play this week. And depending on how he holds up, that'll be largely determinative of his role. And I'm kind of curious about Charles. I mean, T.J. Anderson definitely will stay healthy. And Charles is now 2 years removed from the injuries. So maybe he's got something left. I don't know. So I would just look to health and stuff. I don't really get excited. Someone said, Marcus Mariota looked great in preseason. Well, who cares? Marcus Mariota is going to start. There was no question about that. He's been good in the NFL already. It doesn't matter how someone like that does in a preseason game.
I really like what I've seen out of Tariq Cohen. Maybe as a third down guy for Jordan Howard and kind of a Darren Sproles type guy, really quick.
Yeah, 5'6", 185 or something like that.
Yeah.
So the upside of him being a real heavy workload guy is probably not there. Although, if he's that short, I mean, if he can get up to if he's 190, 193 or something, then maybe he becomes Maurice Jones-Drew, who was an elite back for a few years. So usually if the guy's under 190 pounds as a running back, he's going to be a situational back and maybe useful in just PPR.
How quickly do you take a tight end in this draft? I mean, a Gronk, but he's had the history problems of getting hurt. Jimmy Graham is kind of on the backside. Greg Olsen keeps cutting up great numbers. Travis Kelce seems to get to the peak of his career, I hope, with the Kansas City Chiefs. But how quickly do you take a tight end?
Yeah, it'd be amazing if they ever gave Travis Kelce a target in the end zone. I mean,
that'd be great.
Touchdown. they don't want to give him a single touchdown. I actually would take Gronk in the third. He'd usually be gone by then, but I would take him in the third. Kelce, somewhere in the third. In the fourth, I don't really like anybody. And then in the fifth, I start taking Jimmy Graham. I really like Jimmy Graham. I mean, he is, probably arguably one of the top five receiving tight ends of all time. The Seahawks have no red zone targets. I mean, it's a bunch of shrimps out there, Scott. And it's like, Doug Baldwin, 5'10", Tyler Lockett, 5'9", 5'10", Paul Richardson, small. I mean, their biggest guy is Jermaine Kearson. He's kind of marginalized anyway. If they need to go to the red zone, all their running backs are hurt. When they need to score a touchdown, it's going to be the 6'7" Jimmy Graham. And so I really like him this year. I really like Hunter Henry. You can get him in the 8th or 9th or 10th round. He scored 8 touchdowns on 53 targets last year. And I think Gates is pretty much, 36 years old, pretty much done. So those are a couple guys I'm targeting at tight end.
Our boy Byron Buxton's coming around, Chris.
I love Byron Buxton. Everyone gave me crap for him. I took him. They called me the Buxton guy. I just ended up drafting him everywhere. No one believed. And now he's crushing. I hope he keeps it up. I'd love to see him, hit another 8 or 9 home runs this year and steal another 15 bases. And I'll win this big bet I have with one of the guys online that I'm always sparring with.
I hope you do.
And that's what it's about. Yeah. Tell us and the listeners about what all these great deals you have at rotowire.com before we let you go.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Rotowire.com/trial, TRIAL, rotowire.com/trial. There's a free 10-day trial. If you enjoy this segment and fantasy sports in general, I highly recommend you check out our site. It's got all the latest news, and it's got cheat sheets that you can customize for your particular league setting. You get three receivers, two receivers, PPR, non-PPR, whatever. It spits out a cheat sheet just customized for you. Again, rotowire.com/trial.
Yep, it is well worth it. All right, Chris, we will talk with you next week. Enjoy New York.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
All right, Chris Liss, rotowire.com, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up next, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and they will be taking you up through 7 o'clock this evening. They'll have your chance to win tickets to Fry Fest, wristbands, I believe, to Fry Fest. That'll be coming up. And then we got baseball tonight on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, Washington and Houston. And it's the Twins and the White Sox on 107.5 at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, John Cranton will join us on the Thursday edition of the show. Looking forward to it.
Indeed.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done.